Today is Sunday, December the 10th. It's the 344th day of 2017. There are just 21 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1817, Mississippi became the 20th state in the Union. On this date in 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt became the first American awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, helping end the Russo-Japanese War. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Reading Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Reading Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Reading Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Reading Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Let's take some names and kick some butt today. It's Sunday. Or was it take butt and kick some names? I'm not sure which.
Boy, your week off does you wonders.
I'm telling you, it's like a new man.
Well, that's to be decided.
Shut up. Shut you, yeah.
I had to throw that in there.
The negatory strikes again. Anyway.
That depends on how you look at that, you know.
It is Sunday, December 10th. 2017, and we are back in the studio once again.
Yes,
me and my joyful sister Linda. Yay! Yes. We love her to death. She's
all righty then.
Well, we missed you guys, but we had some more than willing guest hosts. That
I heard you had to drive them out with a stick to get them out of here. You know, I mean, I've been trying to go back and listen to the archive.
I've listened to some of it,
And I got the first little bit of the show, but I didn't get the whole thing. I'm gonna have to go back. I guess those guys are.
I guess
really
we need
did
to
a great
charge
job.
Them. Yeah, we need to charge them for the airtime, right?
Yeah, maybe so. The Chris and Nick show, or was it
go
Nick,
ahead,
Nick and Chris? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
mean, one of those.
That's right.
No, they did. What I heard, they were doing an excellent job on the program, and thank you for it.
They did. Like I was telling Terry last hour, they were worried that they were going to be able to go for 1 hour on the Jefferson State of Mind program, and I said, no, it goes faster than you think. Trust me. And by the time 3 hours were done, I had to drag them kicking and screaming out of here.
That's right. Yeah, so they turned out they weren't the Smothered Brothers.
They had no problem.
They had no problem.
And a lot of our regular callers chimed in and contributed as well.
Very good.
Very nice.
So Nick's not Captain Shy then anymore, right?
I don't think he ever was Captain
Maybe he never
Shy.
Was.
I don't think he's ever been at a loss for words.
No, I don't think so. He's a great guy, though.
Anyway.
Indeed, he is.
I've got to go back and listen to that. I gotta hear what was done. Anyway, you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. I still have a little bit of congestion going on here, so pardon me if I start coughing or anything. I feel pretty good. Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson and in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, a trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. And once again, good morning, Linda.
Okay.
And Red Smith's not here because he's in the seventh circle of a non-existing health recovery.
That could take a while. I'm just saying.
What was that a reference from?
Our usual setup. The non-existent recovery from the mainstream media, prostitutes, politicians, and self-serving banksters. Well, now he's just sick. So we'll that was him calling in, by the way. And
we've always known he's sick.
Well, there's sick. There's,
you
know, different types of illnesses. There's physical, mental, spiritual.
All of the above.
Yeah, we won't go there. Anyway, I hope he's feeling better this morning, and hopefully we'll see him next week. State of Jefferson meets Monday at 5:30. You can go to SOJ51.net and get in on the deal and figure out what's going on. I think the Reading Patriots are there at 6 p.m. after the State of Jefferson meeting, and that's Chris handles that meeting at 5:30. You can go to 3276 Pacelli Lane, and everybody there stands for limited government fiscal responsibility and start following the darn Constitution.
Woo-hoo!
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
You know. Yeah. But
standing up for liberty and freedom and all that stuff.
Bunch of radical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, where was I?
I don't know. Well, this Monday night, just so everybody knows, December 11th at the Patriot meeting will be Judge Stephen Bailey. So that should be something that's really good. He's a California, or he's running for Attorney General. Sorry.
Who's the Attorney General right now? De Leon?
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's so many criminals. What's like, one criminal over another, you know?
It's like BBI's De Leon or, you know, Tommy the Bull, Gavin Newsom, you know, or Gavin the Bull Newsom or whatever. I don't know. They're just a bunch of criminals.
Yeah, it's something else.
There is a conference call tonight for the State of Jefferson. You need to get involved in that because getting up off the couch and doing something about it might make you feel better about facing your grandkids in the future and telling them why you didn't do anything and sat around and did nothing while the country was ruined. This Sunday night, the conference call, and you can go to Sovereign Mind and go to the my page there on Facebook, and all the information is there.
Oh, you can go to soj.net, I believe, too.
That would be available as well. SOJ51.
SOJ51.net, yeah.
Okay, so what else have we got queued up here? The news cycle is going so fast. It's like jumping into a dryer, you know, during the week on high spin. And you know, the spin cycle never stops.
We're back.
We're back.
Okay. We were never actually away. It's just the static electricity
on this
stupid thing causes your headphones to go out. But It's all good.
Okay. As long as it doesn't start shocking one another, we're in great shape.
Yeah, as long as we don't hit some high voltage.
It's a static clink from that dryer you were talking about.
That, I mean, but the spin never stops, does it? I mean, it's constant. You know, both sides, you know, you got the liars and you got the not so much liars, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Back to the criminal element, you know?
I mean,
the corrupt and the corrupt light.
Yeah, it's like a new soap opera. It's called, well, we're going to have a new
Welcome
one.
To California.
No, The Groper and the Gutless, and that would be referring to Frank and Franken, you know, the not so kosher duo up there in the legislatures in Washington, or we could call it two not so hot dogs.
I'm going to leave that alone. All righty then.
I don't know. At least we're first in California.
For all the bad stuff.
For everything. First in declared you know, sanctuary state, regulatory restrictions, food stamp recipients. I'm so happy we're first. Highest gas tax, highest
income
tax.
Did we get a trophy?
Poverty rate. I love it. Restrictive gun laws. Wow. I mean, it's nice to know you're first at something. You know, we're, I mean, good grief.
Yeah, not a problem.
We should celebrate these boneheads down in Sacramento.
Did we get a trophy for this because we're first?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, we get the most effed up trophy.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the kind you get for getting last in a golf tournament. But you're the first last event. Yeah. How crazy is this crap? You know, then they got another professor that comes out this last week and says that he did a, you know, he's an accountant. I could get the information. I don't have it right in front of me. He did a forensic accounting of, you know, he kept hearing about, oh, there's all this money missing at the Pentagon and through the Congress. And, you know, they got these slush funds where they pay off their sexual, people that they've had, you know, encounters with, and, you know, the accusers, and you got, you know, the Franken and the Franks, and the, and, you know, it's unbelievable. Well, he went in to prove that, oh, this is all a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and come up with the figure that, oh, there's only 21 trillion missing.
Only? Only 21 trillion.
Yeah, 21 trillion. Okay, now, Terry made me do this. Okay, it's his fault. So, you know, if you have 1 million seconds, that's 11 days. Just to give you the scope of $21 trillion, how much it is. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years. Jeez. We've got so much money missing. I mean, okay, and we're not just counterfeiting it because you just find, you know, $21 trillion laying around, right? It used to be that, I mean, it's there. It's been there the whole time, right? Because that's what happens when you have a stable money supply is it, you know, doesn't grow and $21 trillion is just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, no problem.
Take that for data.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know where to start. There's so much crap going on. I mean, it's whack-a-mole at the White House now. You know, I mean, they're weighing out the plans for private spies to counter the deep state at the White House. Are you freaking kidding me? This is where we're at? I mean, they're actually talking. The Trump administration is considering a new spy network to bypass the deep state and report directly to the president and the CIA director. I thought that's what they were supposed to do now. Who are they reporting to? The Mueller and Iran?
Are they reporting at all?
You know, the Mueller investigation, everybody. So what do we got? You know, little Barack Obama down in his little, you know, condominium compound down there in the middle of Washington, D.C., running the deep state?
That's crazy.
I mean, what? Why aren't people getting arrested? You know, when you try to overthrow an existing administration on a legally voted in person, that's illegal.
Not if you lose your papers.
But it's all Russia's fault.
Yeah.
They did it all.
You lose the papers, and it's Russian's fault. And
yeah, the Russian consulate ate the papers, and now we're in this middle. It looks like the facts might be coming out. But where's Sessions? Why isn't somebody getting fired? Why isn't somebody getting cuffed? Why isn't somebody going to jail? Why isn't somebody already, you know, in court? Why isn't the prisons being filled up with these deep state, you know, counter-revolutionaries?
We need to just build a prison just for them. There's so many of them. Can't we just build a prison for them and put them
in? Well, we have already got one. It's in Guantanamo Bay.
Well, we do have that.
Cuba.
I don't know if it's big enough.
Well, that's true.
I'm just saying. I'm not sure how many cells are there.
We might have to have another Bay of Pigs and just send those guys in and put them in the Cuban legislature. It could be the Parliament of the Pigs.
Yeah.
Brilliant!
Thanks, Bob. It's unbelievable. I mean, you can't make this crap up. But, I mean, CNN sure does. I mean, what do they? They don't report it. None of this is getting reported over there on the mainstream media that I'm aware of. Of course, it's hard to watch them anymore because
yeah, I was going
to
say I don't really watch them because you turn it on, you know, every week and it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it has been for how many weeks now? You know,
and
it's all,
you know,
gobbledygook.
Hey, whatever. You know, if we what happened, you know, to Barney Frank? Because if he got, you know, arrested or thrown out of office this week, we would have Frank, and Franken. And
the three Franks?
Get your dogs right here. I mean, I don't know. Let's go to a break, Bob.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still unseen, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it?
At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You probably know what the next line was.
Was that sexual harassment?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. I guess if you ask somebody in your office how would they feel about being a surrogate mother to your baby, I think that's actually considered sexual harassment. But I'm not sure playing Let It Bleed the Stones is. Although it could be now, because allegations are the only thing that matter. And you just, it's funny. All these guys come out, Trump has got 16 accounts of people saying that he had sexual harassment with him 30 years ago. And it's funny how they all just came out right after he won the Democrat. Yeah.
Nobody says anything beforehand. I don't get it.
Well, I wouldn't sue a billionaire if he had sexually harassed me until he starts to run for president, right?
Right is wrong. I don't care how much money you got.
And Franken is coming out basically saying he is the victim. It's like...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what he's saying. He's the victim of all this stuff. And good grief. I mean, of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? Because he's just, being used.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault. And he's just being used. He's just a pawn. He's just a pawn in this game.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
So Stuart Smalley is only a pawn in the game of life. Or in the game of politics, I guess. He doesn't remember any of this stuff being that bad. I mean...
Of course not.
I guess when you're groping a gal in a plane when she's asleep, coming back from a
show in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever they were.
I don't think that's really considered sexual harassment because she didn't know it happened.
Oh, so we're back to California stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the laws in California.
We're first.
About, yeah, we're first on
we're
that, right?
First.
We're first on
we're
that
first.
One, too.
First. State income tax. We're first. Most restrictive gun and ammunition laws. Most underfunded state pensions. We're first, damn it, and I want you to acknowledge that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not his fault. The dog ate the paper,
Hillary made him do it?
Hillary made him do it.
Okay.
And the mainstream media says that the Republicans are twice as bad as the Democrats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the meantime, former Democratic Congresswoman Corina Brown is sentenced to 5 years in prison for fraud. I guess they just missed that one.
Is she actually going to do time?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Former U.S. Representative Corina Brown was sentenced to 5 years in prison for mail, wire, tax fraud involving a sham charity. Hey, the bogus charity, one door for education.
That's because she was first.
One door for education. You walk through one door, you give us all your money, and that's it. Out the back door.
Door number one.
Shut your yap. And, hey, what's wrong with that? Is that illegal? I don't think so. As long as you're sending something to the scholarship fund,
or not.
Except, instead of sending it to the scholarship for the poor children, instead it filled the coffers of Brown and her associates and used for lavish parties and vacations.
Oh, so that sounds familiar.
So I got an idea. Let's attack the Tea Party because they want free speech. They want to stand up to, the government and speak truth to power. But they will be denied. They will be attacked. They will be targeted. But
yes,
Corina Brown can, collect a bunch of money from a people saying she's going to give it to the poor for their education. And finally she goes to prison. But they didn't deny her charitable status to start with.
She still is a nonprofit.
Yeah, now they got a new program. It's called One Door to Education Lompoc. Yeah, the jury convicted Brown of stealing money from a bogus charity, which purported blah, 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 blah. Federal prosecutors said she and her top aide committed fraud by using donations for lavish parties and trips. The aide and another official later accepted a plea deal. Testified against Brown. Oh, crap. They turned on Brown, who served in Congress for... She's been in Congress for nearly 25 years. That's the kind of people we want to vote for.
Yeah.
Yeah, one Brown down, one to go.
There's a bunch of Browns that need
to go. I was
going to
say, there's a few more.
I mean...
Start the fire.
If it's Brown, flush it down is really starting to have a lot of meaning. I mean, look at Brown in Oregon. Look at Brown in California. You got this Brown.
Couple Browns. Here, Brown, there.
I mean, I got nothing against Browns, but, what is it? Some kind of an evil plan to get all the Browns in power? Then we could have Brown shirts and Brown pants.
This could be why UPS dropped their former slogan, "What can Brown do for you?"
Or, have you got any Brown on you? I'm sorry, folks. I'm still feeling a little shaky coming back here, and I'm, just not quite completely blah.
But what was that?
Back. I'm not back yet in the swing of things.
You can do it.
It just amazes me. Here's something we should cover. This concealed carry reciprocity act.
Here we go, Fitz.
You should play Porky Pig singing Blue Christmas at this point. Have a blue Christmas. Support. We need to support in California H.R. 38, Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. And across the states, because this is going to make it so you can conceal carry in every state in the union, just like a driver's license. If you have a driver's license from Florida, it's recognized in California. And I don't know what what anybody who's a conservative would have to say against it. Oh, they're not getting training. They're not getting this. So what?
Don't we already have that, though?
If you want to get trained, go get trained. But don't you have a right to keep and bear arms?
That's what I mean. Don't we already have that permit, quote unquote,
not
in the Constitution?
Yeah. I'm not sure it's a permit. It's more of a it's more of an outlining of a God-given right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
and so so freedom's messy. Freedom's a little messy, but you know, socialism, communism is
a lot messier.
Quite a bit more messy. Oh, let's give a, you know, a shout out for Venezuela. Yay!
Yeah.
You know, they're down there eating their animals and, you know, you know, I highly recommend if you get a chance to Google Bill Whittle, Venezuela for suckers, and watch that because, you know, all the animals in the zoo, you know, they're starving, but not anymore because they broke into the zoo and ate them.
Wow.
That's how, you know, I mean, you think there's food lines at Safeway right now? Yeah, watch the video. Anyway, getting back to concealed carry. Why would we have any problem with having across-the-board Second Amendment rights and on a local level have, if you want to get training before you issue it, why not?
Right.
I think everybody should be trained. I don't really think you should even pick up a gun unless you've had
I think most people that are going to be carrying and take it seriously and exercising their Second Amendment right will do some training.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's part of our discipline with ourselves.
I would think that if you had any brains at all.
Yeah, then. You know, so.
But then, you know, there's people that don't have brains.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, back to Browns.
Most of them are
you know
Congress.
The Browns?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
So that's being sponsored. I highly recommend that everybody support that and call up your legislator and say, listen, you know, you need to back that. I mean, we want a fully functional constitution now, and we won't settle for anything less. Yeah. Have we got a caller on the line, Bob?
Yes, your guest host from last week. Well, one of them is on the line, Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Good morning, Nick.
Captain Bashful.
Hey, damn good morning with a capital D. hey, listen, you guys were just talking about, you know, we should all have a gun and have training and this and that. The 10th Amendment to our Constitution tells us that, or the second one tells, the 10th one says that anything that's not mentioned in the Constitution is reserved for the states. So that tells me that the second one is not reserved to the states. It's for the nation, and we have the right to carry. It is my opinion that every kid leaving high school or at 18 should go in the service.
I'm inclined to agree with that.
You know, the thing is, besides the fact that they would teach them how to use guns, and after they got out, I think it's Israel that says that you have to have a gun in your household, which I think we should have, unless you're a criminal. The other thing about that is it would teach the kids discipline and how to work, give them a work ethic. Kids aren't getting that at home. And, you know,
anyway.
You can blame that on the parents if you want to, but I think back, my dad was a logger. I went to work when I was summer out of seventh grade setting chokers. Wynn was working with his dad, who was a logger, same thing. I reverted and bought a window cleaning business. I took my little boy with me window cleaning when he was in about seventh grade or so, maybe earlier. He tagged along. But, you know, a lot of dads don't have that opportunity. A car salesman can't take his kid to work with him. You know, a professional, an accountant can't take your kid to work with him. And, you know, most of these parents don't know how to work themselves. And,
that's
you know,
true.
I just think that if the kids just had some direction, like in the military, I think we could cut a lot of our crime down and at the same time teach people how to defend themselves and how to use a weapon in the right way.
Well, here's a novel idea. Why don't we get rid of the income tax and so we don't have a bunch of wage slaves out there, because then we would have a lot more independent business people like we used to have prior to the income tax being passed in 1945 that was only supposed to be a temporary measure for the duration of the war. And then we would have business independent people that would have their sons going to their businesses and learning their trades without having to go get a W-2 job, which has been promoted by the government so
that everybody's a wage slave, and we could actually go back to where you could take your kids to work with you because they have to learn the trade.
Both parents wouldn't have to work.
We could get rid of Cal OSHA. Wasn't it that guy that had his 15-year-old kid running some little piece of equipment got fined about $1,500?
Yeah, they don't want. They don't want. They want your kids coming up with no work ethic, no brains. You know, go to work for somebody. You know, get a job. That's all they talk about in school is job. When do they start teaching our kids how to run a business? Most of these people don't know how to even the concept of a business. You know, we were talking about the tax law with somebody the other day online, and she and I said, well, you can't have a flat tax, because if you have a flat tax, you know, how are you going to tax gross or net? And the thing was, well, does it really matter? Well, of course it does. Let's say that you have a business that makes $100,000 and spends $100,000 to, especially a startup business, and if they were taxed on their gross, you'd put them out of business. Well, that's not a very good working business. Obviously, the person I was talking to understands nothing about business, because there's lots of times that you have to run a loss in your business. You know, GM went for years and run a loss, you know, because you have to have these expenditures that are hard, fast expenditures to make a business grow. If every business started out profitable, you know, that would be great, but that's not the real world. So you've got people out there that have had jobs their whole life that don't even understand what a business is about. See, back before that, you wouldn't even have to worry about that question before we had the income tax, because you wouldn't have to be trying to track all your expenditures for the purposes of determining how much money you were going to send to the kleptocrats in Washington or in Sacramento, because they were just going to steal your money because you're in business.
Hey, you know, I was talking to a fellow window washer the other day, and he has two prices. He has a price for cash. He told me it was $20 for doing a certain set of windows, and then if they ran it through the books, it was $87.51.
Shh. You're breaking up. Nick.
We lost him.
I was making up. Anyway, I'm going to the mountains with my lovely wife, Signe. Have a great day.
All right. You have a great time, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we would never, ever promote any illegal activity on this program.
Nothing.
Because not claiming income is illegal. And but at the same time, you know, not writing off all your deductions is just as illegal.
All your expenditures, you know.
Yeah, so which is more right? But the real deal is that we used to have a free market economy where that didn't even matter. Now you can actually get in trouble and go to prison for not reporting all your income.
Unless you work for the government.
To a bunch of kleptocrats in Washington, D.C. who have a slush fund to pay off their sexual harlots.
Yeah.
Or their sexual victims, or whatever it happens to be.
All their illegal activity.
Oh, but they're not doing anything illegal, like going to Congress and getting paid $225 a year and spend 10 years there, and they're millionaires.
How much?
$225,000. Okay. It doesn't even matter, because they're stealing so much money and they got their hands out in so many places.
Well, yeah, they go in, they don't have any money, and they're in the government for a while, and it's amazing.
All of a sudden,
they're millionaires.
They're the smartest people in the world. Have you talked to your congressman lately? They're not the smartest people in the world. Okay. So, but the perception is that what's going on in Congress right now? Before it was like the media was like silent, and now you look around and you look at Congress. Gee, they look like a bunch of stellar crew. Man, these guys are brilliant, aren't they? When's the last time they passed a budget?
They're too obsessed with Puritanism right now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Each side of the aisle is trying to make sure they have their house in order.
Yeah.
Before they get whacked.
Yeah, the whack-a-mole. Oh,
yeah.
You know, whack-a-mole.
Before that happens, you know.
Yeah, I mean, now they got moles in on both sides. It's all about a power grab. Everybody's in there for the money, because the Republicans have been just stellar. They weren't a part of any of that sexual slush fund, were they? Oh, yeah, they were. See, and what did the media report this stuff? It's been going on for how many years?
Yeah. Sure they did.
Yeah. I mean, it's the
level. And it's so deep. There's so many of them. I mean, hello.
That's the term, the deep state.
Yep.
And now here's how smart they are. Here's how smart they are up there. A bill has passed Philadelphia's Public Health and Human Services Committee. Okay. And this is from a councilwoman in Philadelphia. So we'll start at the lower levels. Okay. But don't these guys always start at the lower levels and climb up to the top?
Usually.
I mean, can you say, what's her name?
What's her name?
Who's the idiot down there in Southern California, the black one with the hat? Or that's Texas, that looks like she's something out of a bad
Texas,
hat.
Oh, no, that's Texas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bad hat.
With the hat, that's actually Florida.
Is that Florida? Oh. Who knows? It looks like something out of a bad Pee Wee Herman movie or a bad Toy Story Disney. I don't know. But who's the other? Waters is the one I'm thinking of.
Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters.
Anti-Maxine.
You know, have you ever been to her pad?
I don't know.
I like to refer to her as Maxine Pad. Sorry. I mean, come on. This lady is the smartest. She's smart, right?
Just yeah,
like
sure.
Pelosi. Pelosi looked like she was drunk the other day. But let's go back to this lady here. I mean,
maybe she's drugged.
A bill was passed in Philadelphia Health and Human Service Committee requiring shops that sell food to remove bulletproof barriers that were installed to protect the shopkeepers in high crime areas. City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm still not quite over this stuff. City Councilwoman Cindy Bass says she is behind the ban because the barriers are an indignity and an insult to most African Americans.
And where was this?
It's Philadelphia. So it's kind of like being Michael Brown and, you know, you go in and you strong arm a store and then you cry, you know, foul when you get shot out in the street by a cop you're trying to steal the gun from so you can shoot him or beat him up or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's very, I mean, this is an indignity to have a bulletproof plexiglass that demeans the nature of your clientele in your convenience store, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Because we wouldn't want to have them feeling bad when they strong arm us or shoot us.
We want them to feel real warm and fuzzy, right?
But they're seriously going to get rid of the bulletproof glass in many of its small businesses as part of a larger effort to crack down on loitering, public urination, and potential drug sales.
That is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
But the potential ban has triggered a backlash from shopkeepers.
No kidding?
Crap. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take down my bulletproof window so that when they come in and strong on me with the shotgun, I have no protection at all because, you know something? That's the way I roll. Or you get the little guys like the Asian guys were down in the riots down in Southern California in Watts. No, can't do. No. Get out. I shoot you.
Wow.
You know. Can you believe it?
You can't make that up. I mean.
Yeah. So no establishment required to obtain a larger establishment license. So this is what is in the bill. No establishment required to obtain a large establishment license shall erect or maintain a physical barrier that requires the person serving the food either to open a window or other aperture to pass the food through the window or other aperture. Now, just think about what we're talking about. This is a store in Philadelphia where these people are so afraid of the people coming into the store that it's like something out of Papillon where hey, how do I look? You know, I mean, and they're passing the food out.
Wow.
Through a little slot.
And the councilwoman saying, no, we won't allow you to do that.
Because the customer is always right.
Yes. So what if they're going to come in and, you know, kill you? And steal your stuff.
And they have to have bathrooms, by the way, for these guys, too. Which I'm sure in Philadelphia is going to you know, be just fine in the lower part. I don't even know what's
doesn't having barriers protect any customers who might be innocent bystanders when something goes sideways? Has that been pointed out to?
Well, it says right here's from the shop owners. If the glass comes down, the crime rate will rise, and there will be a lot of dead bodies, said Rich Kim, the owner of Broad Deli, which sells soda, meals, and beer by the can. And the most important thing is safety and the public safety. So let's see, we got the barriers up so neither side can shoot each other. But if you don't pass the money through the hole to get your sandwich...
I'm going to shoot myself?
I'm not giving you the sandwich. And that would really piss some guys off. Because then I'm gonna put my back hand down on you, and if you don't push the sandwich through the slot, well, if you don't have a slot, just give me the damn sandwich and I'll shoot you. Yeah. And that's how far we've fallen. And this person in our government in Philadelphia thinks it's so undignified for the people have to go through there and have to be, you know, have a glass window in front of them because that's just not kosher.
Racist.
You're racist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. That's the ticket.
I don't know. It's just that. Let's
it's
go to
crazy.
Let's go
it's
to
so
let's go to a break.
Crazy.
Bob.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I can't take it anymore.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I appreciate and respect the service and sacrifice of the dedicated men and women of our armed forces. You have made and continue to make sacrifices each and every day for our great nation and those who reside in it. From the bottom of my heart and on behalf of the men and women of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we thank you. During the holiday season, I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a joyful New Year. May God bless you and keep you safe.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday.
Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Winter's been a long, long time. Summer's here again. I've been trying to make you mine since I don't know when. Where your soul let you fly. Makes me love you more. Spirit flowing into mine. What I'm living for. So don't hold back, little baby. When I reach out to you, I'm doing my best to bring you round, swing you into view, so I can better see your face and you can look at mine. One more time, I'm asking you, let this moment be. All our lives can intertwine till eternity. Please don't let your pride run free, make you pass me by. There's a place out there for us, if we only try.
Dug that one up from the archive. That's a little hot tuna.
It's going back a little bit.
Back a ways. We'll be talking about the Bundy trial after the top of the hour, but right now we have a caller on the line. Jimmy, you're on the air.
Good morning, hey. Jimmy.
Love you guys' show. Just real quick, you were talking about Maxine Waters wanting to take the bulletproof glass away from the store, right?
It wasn't Maxine Waters. She just got rolled into the conversation, but it's actually a Philadelphia councilwoman.
We're terrified Maxine might get the idea, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my wife was listening to it, and she made a comment of, wow, maybe this lady should pull up to this store at 10 o'clock at night in her BMW and get out, swinging her purse around, and go into that store and see if she gets mugged on the way in or out. Anyways.
I bet
leave a purse on the front seat.
She's probably going to be just fine because she'll have bodyguards around her, surrounded with all concealed carry weapons, you know, five or six of them. So they'll be fine. You know, it'll be just
okay for them.
It'll be just like Don Corleone going out to dinner.
I just wanted to point out the irony in that. So anyway,
yeah.
All right, God bless you. So
all right, thanks Jimmy. We appreciate it.
All right, very good. We got another minute to the top of the hour. We got another phone call.
Just a question for me. It has nothing to do with the show.
Well, we got a little time. Why don't you go make your
announcements? All right, I'll make a couple of announcements here. Don't forget, folks, the Servicemen's Feast is coming up Saturday, the 16th, at the Veterans Hall. That's where we serve a full dinner and dessert. Santa will be there with presents for the kids. And we'll be at 1605 Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall. Again, that's this coming Saturday from 3 to 7 is when we will be serving dinner. Again, it'll be a full turkey dinner, and Santa will be there with presents and all. And today, from about 1:30, 2 o'clock to probably about 4, we will be serving cookies out at the Veterans Hall home. So if you want to come out and join us and get to meet some of the veterans out there, come out and join us. But, yeah, we're having a social hour with cookies. We have the cookies and providing that. So if you want to come out and say hello to the veterans, come on out. We'd love to have you. So, again, don't forget about those events. Oh, and on the 16th, of course, we'll be Wreaths Across America up at the cemetery. We'll be at the hall cooking, but you can go up there at 11 o'clock and help out with that. And
speaking of
family.
11 o'clock, this is Casey and I, Shasta Redding.
And we'll get you on the other side.
First the entertainment industry, then the news media. Now the sexual harassment tsunami is crashing on the shores of Capitol Hill.
It's a watershed moment where men and women are coming together across the partisan divide to change the culture here. And that's why you're seeing people leaving, Democrat and Republican. There's still some Democrats and Republicans there who have been asked to leave, who haven't left yet.
Virginia Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock on Fox News Sunday, seeming to suggest that more sexual harassment revelations are in the offing. So far, Democrats Al Franken and John Conyers and Republican Trent Franks have agreed to step down over sexual misdeeds. Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, a notable exception to GOP support for Roy Moore in Tuesday's voting for the state's other Senate seat. Shelby says he wrote in the name of another Republican when he voted by absentee ballot. Most other Republican office holders in Alabama say they're voting for Moore. That includes the Governor Kay Ivey, State Attorney General, Auditor, and the Secretary of State. Civil rights icon Merle Evers helped open a pair of museums Saturday in Mississippi, dedicated to the cause she's come to embody.
So I implore upon you, visit these institutions. Learn about the state of Mississippi. Learn about those who cared enough to put their lives on the line.
There was also a protest against the state flag at the ceremony. About 25 people, white and black, stood silently with Confederate battle flag stickers covering their mouths. Mississippi is the last state with a flag that includes that Confederate emblem. California Governor Jerry Brown says he thinks it's drought and climate change that are starting all the fires in his state. Says the new reality is that destructive wildfires threatening lives and property might be an all-year phenomenon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code GIFT for a limited time. That's coupon code GIFT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A new planetarium hopes to put a New Jersey Science Center on the map.
The Liberty Science Center in Jersey City is aiming to take visitors into space in what they're billing as the largest planetarium in the Western Hemisphere. The Jennifer Chalsty Planetarium, which opens Saturday, features a dome that's 89 feet in diameter, surpassing a 79-foot dome in St. Louis. Center officials believe the $5 million planetarium will turn the Liberty Science Center, just across the Hudson River from New York City, into a travel destination. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Elsewhere in the galaxy, the world premiere event of Star Wars The Last Jedi took place last night in Los Angeles with a squad of stormtroopers and droids amongst the early arrivals. C-3PO, R2-D2, and BB-8 made their way down the red carpet. It was the first time anybody other than selected VIPs have seen the eighth installment in the core Star Wars franchise. The rest of us get to see it this week. News and analysis at townhall.com. Ecuador will pay $337 million to ConocoPhillips subsidiary Burlington Resources 5 years after a ruling the South American nation stole valuable oil assets.
A World Bank Group tribunal ruled in December 2012 that Ecuador violated a bilateral investment treaty by expropriating significant oil investments. The panel awarded Burlington $380 million in damages earlier this year. It also determined Ecuador was entitled to $42 million for environmental harm that came as a result of the oil operations.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 10th, and it's a birthday for some people you might know. Actress Susan Day is 65 years old. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich turns 61. TV chef Bobby Flay, he's 53. Actor-director Kenneth Branagh has 57 candles on his cake today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Simpson University, we want to wish all of our service men and women, whether deployed overseas or at home, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are truly blessed to live in a country where freedom was defended in the past, now, and in the future by extraordinary men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America. Merry Christmas and God bless each and every one of you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Shasta College, and we're going to talk about the latest that's happening out there at our local college. Also this week, we will have the Economic Development Corporation, Dr. Kara Tennant, and much more. That's Monday through Friday, Free Fire Radio, right here at KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Pretty mama,
stuff there. I don't know if anybody likes the Eagles, but I do.
who doesn't like the Eagles?
I was going to say.
The judge in the Bundy trial case, Navarro, it's a confirmed fact. She hates the Eagles. Or no, it was just the American Eagle, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have some more stuff there?
No, that was about it. I just wanted to remind people of those events that is coming up next Saturday. So, and then, like I said, we're doing the cookies out at the Veterans Home, if you want to come out. They're also, you know, have the Christmas tree out there. If you come out today, you can always get one of the names off the tree and help them with their Christmas out there.
Well,
so
I'm going to be hauling hay. I'm going to jet out of here as soon as the program's over. And
I got a busy day.
Get to my hay guy. We got a little window of sunshine here, and get that hay put up. So I've been trying to get up there for 2 weeks, and then I've been sick and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to run up there, and then I'll get back for the dinner by, I guess it's...
dinner's at 4.
4, so I'm going to be
back.
That's
a private party, but yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's getting that time of year, though, with we're all busy and everything. But if you find time, come out and see us again, like next Saturday. You don't have to worry about cooking, so if you're out Christmas shopping or whatever, come by and see us and at least grab a nice hot meal.
Well, with that said, I want to get into the Bundy standoff thing and the Bundy trial over there in Nevada a little bit here. And, I promised to do some of it last week. I haven't had time to do a lot of homework on this for a lot of different reasons. But I think it's very important that we bring this up because it kind of sort of reflects the nation as a whole as far as what we're dealing with. And, you know, Bundy, I'm looking at a report here. This is an article from Politico. And I want to show this from Politico because of their slant. Now, this report comes from 4/16 of 2014. Bundy and BLM, 10 things you should know. And I want to compare this with now. Okay, so number one, you know, Bundy has been fighting the BLM for more than 20 years. Okay, no big deal. Bundy family has owned the ranch since the 1870s. And then number three, Bundy doesn't recognize the federal government. Really? That's not true.
What do they really mean by that?
Well, he says that just because you believe in the sovereign state doesn't mean that the United States government doesn't exist. But this is the slant that they're trying to put in there. I'm sorry.
Again.
So, sovereign state of Nevada, and abides by all state laws. I don't recognize the United States government as they exist. They took it out of context. The BLM, you know, doesn't own any property that they shouldn't have control over. Number four, environmentalists are also slamming the BLM over the Bundy Ranch. So the environmentalists are going to have a fragile habitat for desert tortoises. The reptile is a native to the Mojave and the Sonoran Desert, and you got tortoises and the fragile habitat and blah, 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 blah. And then BLM is in charge of 245 million acres of public land nationwide. That's not a problem, is it? Hmm. 150.
But they didn't own any.
They're not supposed to. Gee, they're only supposed to own 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., and then forts and ports and, you know, other kind of sorts of things. And courts, and all sorts of things.
Sorts of things now they own.
Yeah, so now, you know, all of a sudden they're in charge of 245 million acres? Why do we have the BLM in the first place? They're one of those ones that should have gone out. Okay, so here's political slant. The federal government owns more than 81% of all the land in Nevada. You don't think that's
a problem? Yeah.
Okay, back then we're like,
doesn't that mean that we actually own it?
No. What it means is that the federal government is completely out of control and the
But we're supposed to own it. I mean,
well,
you know.
Well, but us as we as them, we have met the enemy, they as us.
Yeah.
Hmm. So Bundy supporters have roots in the Sagebrush Rebellion. Okay. And, here's a good one. Harry Reid was against it then, too. Now, take that into context. Harry Reid? Oh, wow. There's an upstanding, citizen, strapping
lad of
virtuosity.
That's somebody you need to follow. And,
He's an outspoken critic. Yeah. And then we found out all this stuff about... He had, you know, land right next door, and there's all these things that he wanted. He wanted to get them off their land, and well, that didn't matter then. And then The FAA, the Federal Aviation Commission, established a no-fly zone over the Bundy Ranch, placing flight restrictions because citing hazards in the area. A month-long restriction bans aircrafts from flying below 3,000 feet within 3 nautical miles of the area because new restrictions because the Bundys posted aerial photos of the BLM's work site in the area. Are you kidding me? This is the kind of propaganda that we've been dealing with for the last 4 or 5 years, or 3 or 4 years, whenever this thing started. The Bundys received more than 2,000 in donations.
Oh, those terrible people.
Wow. Now, let's go to present day. BLM and FBI exposed. This comes from the Readout News. Defendants in the Bunker Hill standoff trial will be released from prison. This is this last week or so. I think it was on the 30th, so a week and a half. Ammon Bundy is to be released on the 30th. Ryan Payne will be released with the conditions, with coordination, which is a key kind of a key word, with the coordination of Judge Ann Brown in Oregon as soon as he provides bond. Cliven Bundy offered to be released. I don't know if he's still in there or not, but he refused to go out.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't he refuse to be released until everybody else got released?
Until everybody else got released. Okay, these defendants have been incarcerated for nearly 2 years, and the judge just recently ruled against their pretrial release. She has changed her mind. What happened? Excuse me. In a sealed hearing this morning, the court discussed the false narratives that the prosecution has been perpetrating. The false narratives that the prosecution has been perpetrating. I'm sure they didn't do it on purpose. Okay.
No.
The government is trying to get everyone to believe many false statements, beginning with Clive owing $1 million in grazing fees. Okay. But that's not true. Now I'm looking at the bill. And it started out that there was trespassing fees. Because they hadn't got their permits on the land that they own, the water and their grazing rights for the last 150 years. So they charged them $8,815. There was a service fee of $10. And then there was an administrative fee for $283,776, for detection and resolution of trespass. So we'll just charge you $300,000 because we had to figure out you were trespassing
on your own land
that you have grazing rights to.
That doesn't seem to add up.
Another falsehood that the government was perpetrating is that there was cameras placed strategically to survey the Bundy Ranch during the days that led up to the standoff. The prosecution continued to deny their existence. Down to mocking Ryan Bundy months ago when he had filed a motion for the release of that information. The prosecutors called it a fishing expedition at the time, and they had to eat their own words as their own witnesses testified to the existence of these cameras. Attempting to save face, they made every excuse they could to, about these cameras. Claiming that first there was only a single camera, then it was shown that there was at least 3 and possibly 4 cameras recording the Bundy family. Why are they recording the Bundy family?
Yeah.
Is that legal? So, they tried to say that through these live feeds, which were streamed directly to the office of the now disgraced BLM special agent Daniel Love, that no one was watching the extra large big screen TV.
No.
Why would they do that? Cameras all over watching you and your people.
On a large screen TV.
Piped into a big screen TV in the BLM office of Special Agent Daniel Love. But no one was there watching it. And they just did this for no reason at all because it was really not important.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
So.
Just move along.
Yeah. So they said there was no recording of the surveillance either. No one was taking notes of the footage, and no one else could watch the video, all of which proved to be false.
Imagine that. I mean, really,
Even Judge Navarro, who has, been continuously trying to help the prosecution, could not swallow the story because evidently there's a whole bunch of evidence to the contrary. They had government snipers out there. It was revealed, and, the government continued to call that false. But somehow that evidence of photographic evidence came out that showed the snipers.
Once again.
In their super, this sounds like something out of Get Smart. In their super secret sealed hearing, It's kind of like the cone of silence coming down. Yeah.
Double secret probation.
One of the multitude of such sealed hearings in this case, because there's been a multitude of
sealed?
Super secret sealed hearings. Say that twice. Shave of cedar shingle thin. Okay. They revealed that more discovery that the prosecution had refused to turn over to the defense.
Exactly. How does that work?
Now, for all you guys that aren't, you know, don't understand any rules of evidence and so forth out there and are not really attorneys, that's illegal. It's called discovery. You know, the government is attempting to hide required discovery evidence by burying it deep in a massive amount of unrelated documents, including two full novels of unrelated medical records. So they comply by hiding the evidence in a massive amount of other crap, hoping that they will never find it because it's massively overwhelmed. And has been saying that this amount of discovery is so massive it must be accessed through a special website.
Wow.
So you can't even get the actual documents. You have to go into a special website, I'm sure, that's set up for everybody's convenience to make sure that they're able to access all these documents, you know, very simply and easily. It's estimated that it's a 4 terabytes large and cannot fit on any one or even two computers.
Holy crap.
Yeah, there, we're complying with discovery. However, even with these attempts, the prosecution continues to be caught hiding more exculpatory evidence. Reliable sources have told the writer of this article that Judge Navarro agreed to the release of the defendants because of the threat assessment report. Okay, what is that?
Yeah, exactly.
The government has relied on this report to justify keeping the defendants incarcerated. You know, keeping them in prison because they are a threat.
To who?
Yeah, exactly.
They claimed BLM?
All along that the Bundys were violent. Yet no one has produced any evidence of this. And the FBI did a threat assessment and the FBI never lies, do
no.
they?
No. Uh-uh.
They never have an axe to grind. They never...
They never cover up their tracks.
They never, you know, talk, you know, I mean, Uranium One and Russia, and, you know, Comey and Mueller and all these guys that are being exposed now for the crooks and criminals and corrupt ass. I'm sorry, I almost said it.
I'm going to try to get through an entire show without bleeping anybody.
I almost did. But they are a bunch of ass hats. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Was that? We're walking the edge, aren't we, Bob? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're getting close there.
Well, I'm not sure what an asshat is, but these guys are them. And so.
Okay.
So the FBI created a threat assessment on the Bundys in the beginning.
They created. I like that. They created.
It's kind of like the dossier.
Yeah, you know, they created. We'll just pull it out of thin air and create it.
You just
sort
of make the crap up.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
People will swallow this. Let's create it.
Withhold evidence and discovery. And you wouldn't try to ramrod anybody into prison, would you?
Yeah. I didn't know you could create that stuff.
You just go back to your, put your eye shade on and you go back to your little room with your 4 terabytes of misinformation and you figure out.
And your bank of computers and your large screen TV. And
while you're piped in and you can see the Bundys bathing in the cow trough and you know, I mean, then you're totally exposed.
Right.
But none of that ever happened, except that it did. And now the government's case is starting to unravel because the whole thing is total BS.
Which we knew.
Yeah.
Some of us knew.
Because what was happening, they were trying to get Bundy off the land. Okay, for various reasons. Who knows what? I mean, they were trying on the Malheur thing and the uranium, and it was all tied, bomb, bomb, bomb. Okay, so.
Yes, because they wanted it.
There's no corruption in the government, is there?
No.
I mean, isn't that why I think somebody said you got to bind these guys down with the chain, you know, for they were all angels. You know, it was like a monster that'd swallow everybody up. You had to bind the government down with the chains of a constitution because if you didn't, pretty soon they'd get out of control and they would consume you just like they did everything because government becomes self-serving and your worst enemy since the beginning of time.
Yep. And with that, we do have a caller on the line.
Oh.
We do have Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how are you folks?
We're doing good.
The fun never stops.
Good. I've been listening to your show. Fascinating. And you wound up. You're doing really good for coming back from a slight illness. But I want to give you another little tidbit to chew on. And your comments about the Bundys led into it. But where is Jeff Sessions?
I know.
That is the biggest mistake that Donald Trump has ever made. And this has got to be corrected. I mean, Jeff Sessions is worthless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody needs to be fired. Heads need to roll. There needs to be things going on that aren't going on right now. But I think the worm is going to turn. And I think what it does, I think you're going to see it turn dramatically. That's my prediction. We'll see what happens. But it's like the truth is starting to come out across the board. Look at what's going on up there. The American people have to be the people that have to be the force that steps into this and says, get him out of there. Let's get with the program. Let's start arresting people.
That's exactly right. And why Hillary Clinton hasn't been collared and put up for investigation is absolutely unbelievable. And Jeff Sessions, I guess he's in it for the paycheck, I guess, but he's the biggest coward I've ever seen. And Donald Trump has to fire him and then turn around and fire Mueller and get things straightened out. And then that would solve problems with the Bundy case. And start turning things around, because otherwise we're on in the old movies,
yep.
Westerns,
yep.
When the wagon, the horses get cut loose from the wagon and the wagon goes over the canyon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe that needs to happen in order to wake enough people up and get this thing righted. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll let you guys go. Great job.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Well, he's right. Something needs to be done, that's for sure, with some of them guys up there.
Let's get back to the threat assessment.
Okay.
Yeah, the FBI.
The created
threat assessment on the Bundys in the beginning stated they were not a threat. Huh? So they created a threat assessment that began with they're not a threat. And the government has made every attempt to hide this report. Yet it was finally revealed in court. So these guys are being held for 2 years because the FBI had a threat assessment report that said they were
not a threat.
And
for no basis.
Wow.
No evidence that there was any reason to bring charges against them in the first place.
Okay, so the undercover BLM agent, Robin Kirkham, a.k.a. Alex Branson, was making every attempt to get they were trying to get the Bundy family to react violently to the false narrative that she was implying.
Kind of sounds like a couple other incidents we've had in the past.
Wow. These people are not, I mean, they're put nothing above these people. I mean, now they're pretty close to Las Vegas. I wouldn't even be surprised at this point if something came out on the other shooting. These guys are criminals, and I'm not trying to say there's any connection here at all. All I'm saying is, you know, look at what our government has been doing. And you don't think these criminals would do other stuff like this, too?
Well, what extent will they go to? How far will they go?
There's a bunch of new evidence coming out on the Las Vegas shooting. A bunch of mysteries, you know, are emerging. Now, again, I'm not saying it's related, but good grief. At what point in time do you start questioning the narrative? At what point in time do you start questioning the news? What point in time do you start questioning the FBI for putting out false reports, the court system? The Bureau
of Land
Management.
How many people have to be ruined what do I want to say? I mean, the Bundys have been totally ruined in everything that they've been through. For how many years? 4 years? 3 years?
Yeah.
Because somebody created something? Because why? They wanted their land or whatever it shall be?
Yeah, so during the first trial in Las Vegas, I think we're in the third trial now.
Yeah, they've been three times.
Three trials, mistrials, nobody get convicted, no jeopardy. Who cares about double jeopardy anymore? Throw out the rule of law, the law of the land, who cares? It doesn't really matter because we're now in a totalitarian system where the government just tells you what to do.
Shut up and go on.
Go back to work, give me all your freaking money, and move on. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Let's just not worry about it because the Bundys are bad people because the BLM and the FBI told us so.
They created it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think,
unbelievable. Well,
they
just created.
Create reports. Okay. Yeah. So, during this first trial, the Bundy Ranch protesters caught up in a surprising show of force by the federal law enforcement. The FBI admitted on the stand that they had 1,000 FBI agents and other federal officers were assigned to surveil the Bundys and their closest followers on social media. What? So they got 1,000 agents on these guys to keep them from going on to BLM, oh no, I'm sorry, state government property that has water rights that have been in the family for 150 years and grazing rights, so that they can charge them $300,000, and for what? So they can't run their cattle? That's what this is about? This is about so they can't keep their cattle going so we can feed America with beef? Or what? What's going on here? Are these guys so out of touch with reality and could?
Yeah.
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 Or, you know, I mean, I don't know. So this surveillance began in 2014. That they said didn't exist.
And nobody was watching.
Nobody
and
was
there
a
was,
threat.
Nobody was a threat. We created that.
We'll send 1,000 agents down there with snipers and cameras, and we'll try to provoke them into doing something violent so we can say, look, see, we told you so.
We had to take matters in our own hands.
Yeah. And all these guys are trying to do is keep it, stay in business.
They're trying to live.
So they can stay in business and not lose their cattle? Oh, by the way, which the FBI was coming in and shooting on a regular basis after they got rid of all of the places they were watering them. No problem here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder, where do they go from here? Is it going to be over? Because
well, the bottom line is the BLM and the FBI knew that the family was nonviolent, yet they lied about it from the beginning, and the government used these lies to bring hundreds of agents to the ranch, commit atrocities against them, and incarcerated them for the last 2 years. The only question is, who's going to get frickin' charged in here? Who inside
who's
the government?
Criminal.
Yeah, who's the criminals here? Why is there not FBI agents getting charged here? Why is there not BLM officials getting charged here? Why is this judge not being thrown out of office? Go to a break.
And with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why. Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand, saying someday you'll understand. Well, I'm here to tell you now that you never love a son. You better learn fast, you better learn young, cause someday it never comes.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holiday sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice. And come on down and see us at Veterans Diesel. We offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, kind of like the Cars. Let the good times roll, man. We're first.
That's our theme of the day for Shasta High School.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob. Put a little blip out there for the boys down there at the Wolves, the Wolves down there at Shasta High.
That's right. Well, in case you missed the news last night, which you did if you got the print edition of the Record Searchlight, but Shasta High School football team dominated Marin Catholic in a 40-7 trouncing last night, the Wolves playing at home. They handed Marin Catholic its first loss of the season, and the Wolves, like Enterprise High School 3 years ago, the Wolves are going to a state championship game. First time ever for Shasta High School. The first time Shasta High School has won the NorCal District. And congratulations to the team and to Shasta head coach J.C. Hunsaker for the outstanding job he has done with Shasta High School this season. So the Wolves will now play the Southern California winner, Bishop Diego of Santa Barbara, for the Division III AA California state title, and that game will take place at Santa Barbara City College next Saturday, December 16th. Again, the final last night, Shasta High School 40, Marin Catholic 27.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Sound like a heck of a game. Wow. Yeah. I was just reading some gullible these clips. Some of these are pretty good. a chicken crossing the road is poultry in motion. in a democracy, your vote counts. In feudalism, your count votes. He had a photographic memory that was never developed.
Not even made it to the dark room, huh?
Yeah, my favorite, a midget fortune teller who escaped from prison is a small, medium, at large.
I need to get a symbol crash.
But I'm bumped. Yeah, you got to get that. In fact, I was thinking about that when I pulled these up. Yeah, let's get a bumped. Anyway, going back, I want to finish the Bundy thing out a little bit here. Privileged phone calls are not protected by the Sixth Amendment, evidently. The government response to recorded privileged calls between the Ryan Bundy and, he filed a motion for dismissal with prejudice in the Bunkerville standoff case because the government was caught recording the attorney-client phone calls. Now, you can't...
One more time. Let's see.
That is completely illegal.
And how many does this make with the government here in this trial alone?
These guys are no longer, there's no rule of law. They no longer care about the rule of law. They care about their agenda. They care about doing whatever they're going to do. Look what's going on up in Washington. You know, you got a bunch of idiots running around, Russia, 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 and it's all a big, witch hunt to get rid of Trump. And because think about if Hillary got elected. The puppet in chief, the puppet meister,
wizard.
The witch. Yeah, like, are you kidding me? And these guys would have rather had Hillary because, the corruption would have just kept going on. Now Trump's sticking in their craw for whatever reason, But the fact is that this is out of control. Who's watching the watcher? That's the old Roman saying up there. The watcher's up on the wall. Well, who's watching him? Well, anyway, the other thing I want to say is that Cliven Bundy, according to this last report, is he's still in custody. And he will be able to return to the U.S. District Court in his red jumpsuit with a copy of the Constitution in his pocket when the marathon trial resumes again on Monday. Okay? So, excuse me. All the defendants in the Bundy trial are now out of custody except the patriarch Cliven Bundy, who chooses voluntarily to remain in jail as the holidays approach. Wow. Wow. So the decision by the 71-year-old defendant to remain in jail and wear a prison garb in a court may be a strategy to win sympathy from the jury. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. So this is starting to turn the other. And so how much crap is these guys going to be put through? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep this
still being put through.
Yeah, we'll try to
It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll try to keep this updated. But what else have we got here on the table here that we need to know about? Oh, I don't know. Crazy stuff all over. You know, you got the Tel Aviv thing. Supreme Court allows the Trump ban. You know, the travel ban. here's one. Sweden leaked crime statistics show that 82% of gang rapes have been committed by the migrants.
Imagine that.
Just saying. You know, the Swedish newspaper, I'm not even going to try to say it, is being sued for publishing statistics that were leaked from a judicial website but kept secret from the public. The stats from 2004 through 2014 show that 45% people sent to prison for crime were foreign-born, 82% sent to prison for gang rape were foreign-born, 70% of those sentenced to a 9-year prison sentence were foreign-born. Investigations also revealed the direct cost of the immigrants' crime totaled more than $2.4 billion per year. Hey, I think we could build a wall for that. What's the wall going to cost? It's like
now, they're being sued for printing information that was available on a public website, did you say?
Yeah, it says they're being sued for publishing statistics that were leaked from a judicial website but kept secret from the public.
Ah.
Nothing, no axe to grind here. let's just let all those guys in, just like they've done all over Europe, except Poland, that has no problem. And then the Trump ban.
Well, see, in America, if something's leaked, it's fair game for the press. Isn't that how it works? When's the last time we sued anybody for publishing a leak?
When was the last time anybody went to jail and went to jail for leaking?
Good point.
You know, I mean, gosh, I thought that was actually something that was sort of like...
kind of against the law.
Covered under the Espionage Act. And, you know, trying to unseat a sitting president through a counterintelligence lie, a coup made up by a dossier that doesn't really have any facts to it.
There's no sex.
In the meantime, there is sex. Because... the media keeps covering all the sex scandals.
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry.
Stay in your lane.
I'm sorry. But it's true. I mean, and of course the media covers the Republicans' sex scandals twice as much as they do the Democrats. How many people have resigned? Does anybody know? Is anybody keeping count?
How can you? Because we don't have all the information to know.
Yeah.
Well... Senator Franken says he's going to resign. Congressman Franks has resigned over the
Conyers?
Conyers plans to
Conyers?
Leave his seat in Congress to his next of kin or something.
Yeah.
He wants his son to succeed him.
And, of course,
and there's another relative that wants to run for the seat also.
Oh, yeah, Conyers... son who just got put up on charges for beating somebody or his wife.
That son says he's not sure he wants the job.
Well, wow. what he's doing is he's going to start setting up stings on convenience stores that remove the plexiglass. You know... I'm not sure where we're going or where we're going to end up, but it's just crazy.
It's not getting any better. People need to start doing something about it, you know? And we need people up there in the government that will help us out with that.
Yeah, so in this article I'm looking at, Excess Hollywood spent, you know, 10 minutes reminding viewers about Donald Trump and and 7.5 minutes on Republican Joe Barton. Who's Joe Barton? Leaked nude videos, photos is another one.
That's a Texas congressman. I believe he either resigned or says he's going to resign. He was doing the Anthony Weiner thing.
Oh.
Sexting.
Oh, wow. So I guess...
Now, and in this case, the recipient was well over age, but... that still presents a problem for Congressman Barton.
So the recipient was well over. So he wasn't an underage sexter. He was an over the limit.
No, he was in a relationship, a consensual adult relationship, as he put it. But still a bad look for him.
So what kind of an idiot is sending
pictures of his junk? Yes.
Yes.
These are the quality people we have working for us up there. My question is how many?
I mean, what, do we just get rid of them all and we need to start over again? I mean, clean it all up and, you know.
So, the mainstream media spent 4.5, 4 hours and 8 minutes of coverage on Moore and 1 hour and 14 minutes on Franken. So that kind of shows you how skewed the coverage is. But, you know, it's just insane. Do we have a caller, Bob?
Lori is on the line with some breaking data.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Come on, get on the, you're on the
all
show.
All right, Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I thought I'd help Mark save his voice for a moment.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. We only got 10 minutes left.
I hear it, hon. I hope you can take a good break. Hey, this is from the Stars and Stripes. It's called Stripes.com officially. And apparently there's 44,000 labeled unknown personnel around the world in our military. I'm going to repeat, 44,000. This is according to the Pentagon. They did a press briefing, and they just can't seem to track all these people. And this was called the Defense Manpower Data. They might want to change that name, Manpower. I can see a lawsuit with the saying that. But it's under the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and apparently, just for people that are into numbers, active duty has 1.3 million in the Army, Navy, and I think Army won the game yesterday. Marine Corps and Air Force. So this is not including the reserve of the National Guard people, but I know with you being a background in economics and numbers and accounting, this seems to be a striking amount of people that they, quote, cannot account for. And Syria, I guess there's four times the amount. So people on the Internet, take go look at that, because I'm kind of concerned at the volume here. Again,
now, so what do you mean
it can't account for?
You mean they're saying that there's that many people missing? Is that what you're saying?
No, that they're unknown personnel, and they're labeled as unknown. We can't track them. Now, they're going to say they can't give away the accurate numbers because that's a thing where you have to balance the American public knowing something versus our quote-unquote enemy.
Are you telling me that we have 22,000, did you say 1,000?
No, 44,000.
44,000 people that are on the payroll out there worldwide that we don't know who they are.
And they're unknown and they're all over. We were actually in every country, I think, in the whole planet. There might be just two people in Fiji, but thousands are in, I'm going to say tens of thousands apparently are in Japan. How long they're going to live in Japan with Fukushima, I don't know. But anyway, go take a look at that for the people that want to get some accuracy in reporting.
Wow.
And I'd like to hear from the military. Is this that big of
a number
that seems to be okay, that volume for our enemies out there that know how many we have in different places?
Where's that at, Lori?
Stars and Stripes.
It's called Stripes.com.
Stripes.com.
Yeah. It looks like they have a newsletter called Stars and Stripes.
I've heard of the Stars and Stripes, but...
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, wow. That's too much in my book.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but anyway, you guys have a great weekend.
Well, thanks,
right,
Lori.
Thanks,
you too.
Lori.
We appreciate it. All right,
Lori.
I've
got it brought up, but...
I'm looking
my
at Mattis Lucky approach.
Know,
and I heard
more
Stars
information.
And
it's under Stars and
well,
Stripes.
Well, and I've heard Stars and Stripes is a very credible outfit. I mean, they come up with a lot of good stories. So we'll have to do a little homework on
that, to get more information.
Yeah.
There's a lot to
here's something.
Other things in the military that we may not be aware
of. Well, that's what I mean. We'll do a little homework on that before we start talking about it. I wanted to bring up this is kind of in your wheelhouse, that the evidence establishing a potential link between aluminum and vaccines and autism has become so prevalent it is now being reported in the mainstream corporate media. The most recent study conducted by Keele University, published in the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology, provided the strongest indication that yet aluminum is the cause of autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah. Well, we know the vaccines are. Now, I can't speak, exactly that it's just the aluminum part, But yes, the vaccines are very linked to autism.
Well, what it's saying is the new research found that autistic children have up to 10 times more aluminum in their brains than is considered safe for adults. Excuse me.
Anytime you start injecting yourself with stuff like aluminum, I mean, hello?
Well, the study notes that aluminum is crossing the blood-brain membrane and accumulating in cells involved in maintaining a constant internal environmental such as temperature. So, and if they were spraying aluminum particles in the air, that's got to be good for everybody, right? I don't know. But
yeah, it's crazy. And then they're making it mandatory for people to have them, and people need to start standing up and say, no, I won't comply. I won't do it.
We're not doing it. And this
you're not doing it to me or my children.
This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Okay, so this is not just some fly-by-night outfit. Aluminum is present in U.S. childhood vaccines that prevent hepatitis A, hepatitis B, diphtheria, DTaP, HIV, human HBV, HPV. I don't know all this stuff, they've admitted aluminum is added, according to CDC, to increase the body's immune response to the vaccine. Now, think about that for a second, guys. They've got their link. Now, why are we still being forced in the state of California to get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Really? And you're going to keep taking your kids down there and getting them vaccinated with this information come out? I'll post this article on Sovereign Mind's website. I'm doing it right now. And at Facebook. And so I don't know. I mean,
it's crazy. People need to just say, no, I'm not going to do it, and not put their children in school. What are they going to do if everybody said no?
Well, they could arrest you. They could take your kids.
They're going to arrest everybody?
Well, maybe not. But
that's what
the potential threat is.
Yeah, because
and they could take your kids away from you is what they're talking about. It's going to take more than one or two people to stand
up. Exactly. And people shouldn't, you know, before they were saying, well, you have to have them vaccinated because then they won't get sick and, you know, protect them against the disease. Wrong answer. It doesn't do any of that for the people out there, you know. Again, brainwashing you, making you think that that's the way it works, but it doesn't. So let's make our kids sicker and have more problems.
Well, again, you know, there's ways to get out. You know, there's places to go that you can get a medical waiver.
It's getting very hard, so people really need to, you know, start. There's only a few doctors in the state of California.
There's one in Sacramento.
And one in Santa Rosa that I know of.
Yeah.
And I know that those doctors are getting so booked up that they're
It's like a couple of months out. I mean,
we just
got approved for the grandkids to go in there, and I'm not sure exactly when it's this next month. But we applied for this stuff in like when school started, so August.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can get a temporary from some doctors out there for it while you're in the process of getting to one of these doctors that will exempt you for the vaccine.
And the schools that I've dealt with will honor that.
Most of them will here in Reading. Most of
them
are pretty good with that. Yeah.
I mean, if it comes down to injecting aluminum into your child's brain so that they become autistic and go into another school, I mean, I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah. So it's something you really need to look into, not just take, you know, our word for it, how bad it really is and what's going on.
And, of course, Jerry Brown thinks this is great.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the criminal in chief down there in Sacramento signed this into law. Come on. At what point in time does everybody stand up and say enough's enough?
Exactly.
I'm,
Does it take something happening to your children or your grandchildren before you stand up? I'm sorry. I don't want to wait that long.
I don't know, but I'm running out of gas.
That's hard to believe, but here we go.
Fortunately, we're running out of time, so it all works out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a couple minutes left here. You got anything left on the agenda?
Well, don't forget, you know, the Patriot meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 3276 the Chelly Lane, and that's going to be Judge Stephen Bailey. So, and before that, of course, is the Jefferson meeting at 5:30.
Yeah, if you don't get behind the state of Jefferson, I think you're a moron. I mean, right now, look at what's going on in California. You know, this is going to level the playing field, and it needs to happen. And more people need to start stepping up and getting involved. If you're not getting involved, doing something about getting control of your government at the local, state, and federal level, hey, you get what you get. You deserve what you get. You know, if you want to be a slave, just do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Yeah, if you want to be like Mongo and be a pawn in game of life, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have
it. Sit by and do nothing.
How much time we got left? About a minute?
Minute?
A little over a minute.
Don't forget Serviceman's Feast next weekend, Saturday.
Okay.
Come and have a good meal with us.
Willie,
3 to 7.
Willie had her first tooth out today.
Okay. I'm not sure where that came in, but okay.
She was all proud. She got it out by chewing on her stingray tail.
All right.
We have a little stingray doll. We got a Six Flags, you know. Anyway.
Oh.
I just had to mention that.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Now, for those who don't know, Lily is your granddaughter.
Is my granddaughter, yeah. So she came up to me this morning, and she looked me in the right close in the face there with her big, broad smile, and there was a tooth missing. Look, Grandpa.
Yeah.
That's
now, how much is the tooth fairy going to bring me? $5?
Yeah, $10? We're going to find that out tonight.
How much money?
Anyway, I had to mention that because I thought it was pretty cool. All right. So keep your hearts pure and your thoughts clear if you can. Because I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty cloudy out there. Don't expect God to cover for you. You better start stepping up. If you were born an original, don't die a copy. Amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
A major flare-up on the western edge of Southern California's largest and most destructive wildfire has sent residents fleeing. As flames churned through canyons and down hillsides toward coastal towns, new evacuations were ordered Sunday in Carpinteria. That's a seaside city northwest of Los Angeles. California fire officials say that the blazes that are convulsing the state 2 weeks before Christmas, apparently the new norm. Cal Fire Director Ken Pemlock.
It's December and it's...